The main concern is what they're doing with digital ledger technology. I've been working with John McAfee.
Right.
But he got a hold of my report. I wrote a report on digital ledger technology.
Right.
I'll forward that to you. Because the government controls real property and commodities, tangible assets, at the assessor's office, at the clerk's office, at the state government level, that's what they're doing. And I'm one of the inventors of LETS, Real Estate Transaction Standards. Okay?
Right.
When I saw that they had attached RETS to the blockchain, and there's companies and the central banks are funding technologies.
Hold on, it broke up for a second. They're attaching what to the blockchain?
Tangible assets, commodities, real estate,
yeah.
You name it. So using standardization, here's the biggest thing that everybody needs to understand. Once they use standardization and they attach all the assets and commodities to county blockchains, state blockchains, federal blockchains, they know who you are, and no cryptocurrency is anonymous. But worse than that, they can assess taxes on any cryptocurrency. There's 1,300 cryptocurrencies that are on the market now.
Right.
And they could say, so you can pay us with any cryptocurrency as long as you pay us a tax. And that's what they did. Satoshi, my ass, the central banks and the intelligence agencies invented Bitcoin.
Yes, exactly what I said to begin with from day one. I teach international law. No one's going to get out from under this without using international law. I don't give a crap what technology they pass, because there's a overriding principle on this planet called pacta sunt servanda, which means agreements will be kept. And when you have a citizenship agreement to pay a tax, I don't care what you're going to do. You're not going to get away from it. You have no clue how many people call me from this low-level nonsense about how the elite are going to lose control. We're going to get back this and we're going to get back that. I'm like, you're not getting back anything because you never had it.
No, it depends on how you explain it to them. Now, the way they've got this cognitive dissonance that they believe that they are creating this system. That is the evil, beautiful, ridiculous thing about what they did. They made libertarians believe that we were creating a system to circumvent the bank control system, when all the while they tricked libertarians into creating the control system for the central bankers. That's the stupid thing about it.
Yes. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe said it a long time ago, there are none more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely think they're free.
Yeah.
I have no problem with the technology as long as I can use the nation state to control the technology versus the technology controlling me.
I think you're going to find my report interesting, and it's for peer review. Because what I'm looking at is, what I did is I created a freedom market. It's kind of similar to Craigslist.
Right.
Where people can list products and services for sale. And then you can, after we go to the exchanges, you can purchase it with 1776 cryptocurrency.
Right.
And then I did some other stuff I won't go into right now. But, again, at the state, at the federal, and the state and the county level, if they control the assets and the commodities, then they can do whatever they so desire.
Right.
And that's what they've done. And that's what, because I'm in one of the co-inventors of RETS, Real Estate Transaction Standards, one of 340, I believe, that participated in building it back in the 90s, I was able to determine what they were doing with standardization.
How long have you been looking at the system for what it is?
I've been in software since about 95.
Okay.
I'm a conceptual engineer. I come up with concepts and I hire software developers to build platforms for me.
Okay.
And then I build up the revenue and I sell them, hopefully, for millions of dollars. Okay. I own like 10 platforms right now. But anyway, anytime you're dealing with standardization in which a government entity controls, you're talking taxation. You're talking control of the asset. People think when they buy a house that they own the house. No, you do not own the house. And the bank owns your home. I spent years going to assessor's offices creating data software. You know, back in the 90s, that was what I did. That was my niche. So I went to assessor's offices, and I got their data. And I went to clerk's offices and got their data, and I put it into software for real estate agents and attorneys and what have you, right? Using standardization. And then I used to have a real estate contract software program in Phoenix or Maricopa County and El Paso County and in several counties, all of Colorado. Anybody that tells me I don't know what I'm talking about, they're fucking clueless. Like Jeff Berwick. If you know who Jeff Berwick is.
Any relationship to Roger Ver?
No, Jeff Berwick owns a YouTube channel and a website called Dollar Vigilante.
That I'm familiar with.
He's like-minded like me and you are. He's blinded by the amount of Bitcoin that he owns. He calls himself an anarcho-capitalist.
Oh, well.
How can you be an anarcho-capitalist when the fact of the matter is the Bilderberg Group controls Bitcoin? And I told him, either the amount of Bitcoin that you own is blinding you, or you're not an anarcho-capitalist. You can't have both. It doesn't work like that, not in our world. Either you're a full-blown libertarian, or you're full of shit, or you're a paid disinformation agent. So Apple X-Ray Apple, AXA Ventures, owns Blockstream.
Okay.
The CEO of AXA Ventures, centered out of France, is the long-term Bilderberg chairman.
Okay.
They own Blockstream. Blockstream is the core development, software development company for Bitcoin. I own software companies. If I control the software development, I control what happens with that software.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so therefore, nobody owns Bitcoin. It is decentralized. But that's not the point. It's irrelevant. What's relevant is what they're doing with the blockchain with standardization. Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are only a vehicle to allow them to create the blockchain with tangible assets. That's it.
I have to combine that with what you said about the other guy, anarcho-capitalist. This is just another paradigm. Do you think that the powers that be are scared of anarchy? They want some anarchy going on.
Yes. Yeah, because it allows them to tighten up the police state.
Well, here's another thing about it, is they're proving time and time again that human nature is disgusting. Why are most people getting into Bitcoin right now? Because they think that they can make money for doing nothing.